you see a poorly shown video trying to make a connection between sacrifice of a father and God the Father. And how could that be? How can a God of love be willing to sacrifice his son? How can a father who is a train conductor, who is a widower, a single father at best, and see his son fall and make a choice? Do I crash the train? Some will survive and save my son, or do I allow my son to perish? On that train, they were homosexuals, fornicators, thieves, liars, saints, soldiers, people who he would never know, people who would be looking at their watch and say, hey, the train is on time. I will be able to get to my appointment. If I was on that train, I'd be like, where's the closest Starbucks? Let me grab my tea and keep it moving. Not knowing the sacrifice, just like Jesus, just like the Heavenly Father. How many people have lived and died without knowing Jesus? How many people are in your life who are no longer here, that have lived a life, a relatively good life, retired, graduated, started a family, without knowing Christ? It is the thing that I think about. I went so far to understand this stat. There's approximately 7.5 billion people in the world. Did you know that every day, approximately 150,000 people die in the world? And there's approximately 350,000 people who are born every day. So every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 150,000 people breathe their last breath. A friend of mine's mother breathed her last breath while she was sleeping. Another friend of mine's mother was crossing the street and got hit by a car. Both of those lovely women are no longer in the land of the living.